Her Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do, what it do? What's happening, my good people? Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute, another Teller Tuesday. Y'all know I don't care what you're calling it, just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl. I am happy and I am excited, and hey, you ain't calling it garbage and trash, okay? Then I'm happy. If you're not talking to God, y'all know how I'm finna start this because I do it every single week. Hey, God is worthy of our praise, and I will continue to push this message. So if you are not talking to God, I strongly encourage you to do so. God is the Almighty. He is the one who could turn all of your negative, so you think it's your negative, around for your good, okay? I am living proof. I am living proof. If you have not already developed a relationship with Him, I encourage you to do so. I'm telling you that your life will be so much better. Now, it ain't always easy. Okay, let's be real here. It ain't always easy. But when you have a relationship with God, it makes it feel as if it's easier than it is when you did not have one. I'm telling you, I'm living proof, okay? God will see you through those moments, all right? So talk to Him, develop a relationship with Him. Now, before we get on into this week's message, I gotta say a big shout out to all of you, all of the beautiful women, because it is Women's History Month. Now, I want to say happy, happy, happy Women's History Month. And hey, you remember that you just being a woman and being uniquely you makes you that chick, okay? And you will be celebrating. You are worthy of the celebration. So let's go ahead and get into it and let's do this, okay? You celebrate yourself. You are beautiful. You are mighty. You are worthy of celebration. So again, happy Women's History Month. Now, let's go ahead and get on into this week's message. Don't be fooled. You are not the exception to the rule. Do not be fooled. Y'all see how I did that? We ain't gonna be fooled because we are not the exception to the rule. A lot of times, ladies, now I have to get on you now because I have to get on myself. This is why I feel the need to get on my beautiful fellow sisters, okay? A lot of times we feel as if that man or that woman comes to us after they have dumped that other person that they was with. We feel as if they ain't gonna do the same to us. Oh, come on. Come on. Y'all know that I speak nothing but truth up here. Y'all know that it don't matter to me sometimes when I have to step on toes because, see, I love you. And I'm going to tell you the truth. We got to stop thinking that these people are going to do us different. If they are cheaters, they're going to be that. If they are low down, dirty scammers, they're going to be just that. We do not have the power to change them. I say it all the time. And it's not just deadbeats. I'm talking about anything and anybody. We have to get out of the mindset of thinking that these people are going to come to us and be better. That ain't always the case. We got to protect ourselves even in the beginning. Now, I believe it was Dr. Phil who said something about the past behavior does something about the future behavior. Now, I don't want to get it wrong. I'm not going to do a direct quote, but I remember Dr. Phil saying that. Shout out to Dr. Phil. I remember watching him. He says it a lot, that the past behavior, I don't remember the exact words. But anyway, in other words, how they act before is how they normally act again. There we go. I'm going to say it in my own words. Again, shout out to Dr. Phil, okay? We got to keep that in mind. It is up to us to protect ourselves from the foolishness. If we are seeing that this dude or that chick has left that other one just to be with you, you really do think that they're coming to you because they're feeling like your vagina could be better than that one. I said it. Oh, yes. A lot of times we think our sex and we think what we can do is better than that other person. Could it be that? And hey, I ain't here to dispute that, okay? If that's what it is, perhaps your vagina is better than the other. I ain't here to dispute that, okay? Y'all know that I could be a mess sometimes. I ain't here to dispute that. But do you really think, let's just change the mindsets here. Sometimes, or do you really think that could be the case? Sometimes it can be because of what they're looking at from the outside. Oh, remember I told you, I didn't say that everybody, I said that deadbeats be lurking. Well, sometimes they ain't always deadbeats, but sometimes people who mean you no good be lurking. Okay, perhaps they're watching you from the outside and thinking and feeling as if they can just get over there, that you can make their situation better than what it is where they are. Nope. Let's go ahead and remove that mindset. When they come to you, I'm living proof. When they come to you and when they're telling you how raggedy that other person is and how they don't want to be with that other person and how they'd rather be with you, stop. Ask yourself why. Follow your intuition. Pray, and you tell them to kick rocks. Now, I know that can be hard sometimes. Oh, yes, I know. I know that it can be hard sometimes to tell that dude or that chick to kick rocks, especially if you have been single for quite some time and somebody is paying you some mind. It can be difficult. But wouldn't you rather have them kick rocks early, before you catch the feelings, before you give away that vagina, before you do all of this stuff and put your heart and your mind into it? Wouldn't you rather tell them to kick rocks early before they do it themselves? What makes us think that we are the exception to the rule? What makes us think that? All people are fire, it's in them. I want us to get out of the mindset of thinking that our fire is better than the next chick. I want us to get out of that, because then there's that competition again. I spoke about that before on this here podcast. We got to stop doing our fellow sisters in, and I'm talking about a male-female relationships at this point right now, because that's what I have experience in. I know that I say dudes and chicks and all of this stuff, but right now I want to focus on what I have experience in. The man coming to me because he's feeding me some story that chick ain't who he wants to be with. Well, my good sir, what is it about Yolanda Randolph that makes you want to be with her? Have you seen any of my flaws? How do you know that I ain't the same as that chick? You see? And that's just an example. I'm just using myself as an example. So anybody here listening and they think that I am talking about them personally, that's not the case. Shout out to some male friends of mine. I'm just using myself for it as an example, okay? Do they know, if they never have no experience with you, all they doing is watching from the outside, social media, work, book fairs, stuff like that. How do you, parties, clubs, concerts, how do they know that you ain't the same as that chick? We gotta be mindful. I want us to get out of that mindset and out of that habit to thinking that we are better than that person, that we are the exception to the rule. No, 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 no. Their rules don't change for nobody except for themselves. When they are ready to change and they're ready to do better, then they will do so. But we're not going to sit around and wait for them to do that or use us as guinea pigs while they're trying to decide how they want to do things. Why let them come in and try to use us as their practicing board? No, no. You go get yourself together first. If you don't want that chick that you're with, then you leave her first. Have room to be by yourself, and then we can talk. Now, that is a true thing. I have told somebody that before. Okay, that is true. We got to get out of that mindset. It starts to get dangerous when we are just being somebody's home base. Shout out to my episode right here on this podcast. Are you the home base? Be careful. 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 You do not want to be somebody's home base, where they just go because it's more comfortable for them. Never mind how you're feeling. Never mind your dreams and your goals and your things that you're trying to accomplish. They ain't worrying about that. They just want to have that home base because they done seen something from the outside. You be mindful and you be careful, my good queen. This stuff does exist. It does. So I just wanted to get us to get into a new thing, a new mindset, a new way of thinking of things. Let's stop being fooled because they come and tell us the stories, because they come and feed us those stories that they want us to hear. It's their narrative. Nobody has said anything about the chick that they're talking about. How do we know that they're telling the truth? I'm telling you, all this come into play. Well, a lot of times, if you follow your intuition and you pull on your intuition, there it is again, there's that word. You pull on it, you pull on your strength, then your intuition will tell you that it's bogus a lot of the times. Remember, my good queen, a lot of times we ignore it because we want what they're selling. We got to stop taking this stuff. We got to stop taking this stuff. The sale. We're not going to continue to fall for that. Because when they get around you, when they get there, we realize that that discount was nothing but garbage. I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. Whenever you do, I'm happy and I am excited. Now, books booming, shaking, and popping over there on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, wherever you get your favorite books. Okay, you can find Yolanda Randolph's and be on the lookout for my newest book, The Women of Shaw's Place. Okay, there it is. It's a lot of mess going on in that story. Okay, so be on the lookout. That will release this May. I'm so excited about it. Them chicks need to take some advice from Yolanda Randolph. And not just Yolanda Randolph, but anyone who has been through the fire and the burn and worked to help others. Well, them chicks in The Women of Shaw's Place, they may need to take some advice, okay? Get ready to clutch those imaginary pearls when you hear about Carla, okay? Carla is one of the women in the story. And I will go into it deeper here soon, okay? I will introduce each woman in the story. A lot of mess, okay? And it ain't like you're thinking. A lot of people, they thinking it's just a basic old friend group. That ain't what we're dealing with here, okay? So I'm not going to say too much because I'm going to wait until it's time for me to officially introduce it, okay? But I just wanted to say a little bit, all right? So be on the lookout for that. That will release in May, okay? If you're not following me over there on social media, I encourage you to do so because it's good vibes over there too, okay? Over there on Instagram at Y Yolanda Randolph and over there on Facebook at Yolanda Randolph Publications. Good times and good vibes, okay? It's about inspiration and motivation over there too, okay? All right. It's something else I wanted to say, but y'all know me. Sometimes I forget, okay? If you don't know me, if you're new, you're welcome. That's a part of it. Sometimes girl just forget what I'm trying to say, okay? So today is no different. So I'm just going to end it there. Oh, that's what it was. Email. Please, if you feel inclined, leave your girl a line over there on Yolanda Randolph Publications at gmail.com, okay? If you want to leave me a line and let your girl know how you're thinking, how you're booming, shaking, and popping, hey, I'd love to hear from you. Now, I'm a little backed up with emails, okay? I do read them, though, so be sure to send it. Be sure to send it. I'll get to it. I promise you that I will. Also, please don't forget to leave your reviews for any of my stories that you read, okay? You can leave it on Amazon or Goodreads. I strongly do encourage you to do so because I enjoy them, okay? I enjoy to see the reviews and I want your honest opinion, okay? What do you think? My boom is shaking and popping or what? How do you feel? Also, please don't forget to leave your reviews for this here podcast. Okay? All right? So that's it for this week. Don't be fooled. You are not the exception to the rule. Not just you, me either. Nobody. when they want to do their thing and do how they're doing, okay? So many blessings to you, many blessings to you, many blessings to you. And prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to follow me on my hashtag #HerIntuition page on Facebook and on Instagram @YolandaRandolphPublications.